like an RFI group.
Okay.
And the way the government was structured is that they had projects, like the E2A project. That was in a separate building. Then they had, another project, A6. So every time they built a product, they established a project. Then next step would it had to be supplied with personnel. So that personnel, let's say the avionics, talk about avionics. Yeah, the avionics, they had thermodynamics, an example. They were the staff people. So Dione would have to decide, given let's say they needed two engineers on the E2. Dione would decide what two engineers, but he had to get the agreement of the project. So essentially, two engineers would be picked, the thermodynamics would pick their engineers, and all these people would be sent out to this building to work on E2. And the same way for every project. So at that time, there may have been three or four. I think they were building an Army aircraft at that time, too. And essentially, they hired me to replace a job shopper on the A6. I spent a month reading, and he said they're going to get rid of job shoppers. And they said, we're going to put you on an E2. I said, well, why? He said, well, the guy that was on the job had a heart attack. I said, well, so I ended up on E2 as the EMC engineer, and I had two men assigned to me. Now, the other unique thing, they only controlled the designers. And the purpose would be, let's talk about E2.
E2 was?
It's an aircraft. Again, are you familiar with AWACS?
Yes.
It's the equivalent of AWACS for the Navy. Command and control aircraft. So.
Got all the stuff.
It controls, an aircraft carrier's here, and 300 miles out on each point. There's an E2 aircraft, and he's detecting another 200 miles, 150. So in effect, you're like 500 miles out, and he's able to detect, tell the ships what's happening, and then he can control the airplanes and vector the airplanes to where they got to go to attack the enemy. So it's command and control aircraft, just like AWACS. And the job was to, review reports the vendors had made, make sure the airplane got wired right, and was electrically put together right. That was essentially the job. Meanwhile, about a year later or so, Dayon gets sick. So he was overworked. He was under a lot of pressure from the A6. So they said, you're to go over and take his job. Do his job and your job. I said, yeah, why not? And so I ended up with the job temporarily.